Good evening. I'd like to call to order the City of Champaign City Council meeting for November 15th, 2022. I would note that Councilmember Beck is out of town because of a work commitment. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence, followed by the pledge. Deputy City Manager, we have some promoted employees.
We do, Your Honor.
Oh, sorry, roll call. You want to do roll call first, Glenda?
Councilmember Kyles.
Here.
Pianfetti.
Here.
Williams.
Present.
Beck. Bruno.
Here.
Fulmer.
Here.
Gladney.
Present.
Enigas.
Here.
Mayor Finan.
I'm also here.
We'll hand it over to the Chief of Police to begin the introductions.
Hello, Your Honor. Good evening, City Council. Good evening, citizens of the great city of Champaign. I would like to introduce our latest promotions, starting first with Jeffrey Kuhn. Jeffrey Kuhn has been appointed as the Deputy Chief of Operations Support. Deputy Chief Kuhn has served in the role as interim capacity since December 2021. He oversees the Department Investigation Division, specialized units including the Multi-Jurisdictional Street Crime Task Force, Evidence Division, High-Tech Crimes, Crime Analysis, and the Crime Scene Units. The Criminal Investigation Division is responsible for reviewing all police reports and investigating crimes within the City of Champaign. The division is staffed with 17 detectives, 3 detective sergeants, and 1 lieutenant, who oversees approximately 1,500 investigations annually. Deputy Chief Kuhn has served with the Champaign Police Department since 1998. Prior to his appointment as Deputy Chief of Operations Support, he held the ranks of Lieutenant, Sergeant, and Patrol Officer. Deputy Chief Kuhn holds a Bachelor's of Liberal Arts and Science degree from the University of Illinois. He is a veteran of the Illinois National Guard and has served as the Law Enforcement Coordinator for the Champaign County Crime Stoppers since 2014.
You have your, where are you? You found yourself. I'm going to have you hold that.
Thank you. Raise your right hand
and please state your oath.
I, Jeffrey Kuhn, having been appointed to the office of Deputy Chief of Police in the City of Champaign, in the County of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Deputy Chief of Police to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin Olmstead. Kevin Olmstead has been appointed as the Deputy Chief of Operation. Deputy Chief Olmstead has served in this role in an interim capacity since November 2021. He oversees the Department Uniform Patrol Division and specialized unit, including the Crisis Intervention Team, SWAT, Field Training, Explosive Ordnance Disposal, and the K-9 units. The patrol division is the first responder to all calls of service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This includes preliminary investigations, accident investigations, order maintenance, traffic enforcement, and others. The patrol division handles more than 50,000 calls for service per year. The division is staffed with 75 officers, 13 sergeants, 2 lieutenants, and 1 canine officer. Deputy Chief Olmstead has served with the Champaign Police Department since 2006. Prior to his appointment to Deputy Chief of Operation, he held the ranks of Lieutenant, Sergeant, Detective, and Patrol Officer. Deputy Chief Olmstead holds a Bachelor's of Science degree from Illinois State University and has attended Northwestern University School of Staff and Command.
Thank you, Chief. Raise your right hand. State your oath.
I, Kevin Olmstead, having been appointed to the Office of Deputy Chief of Police in the City of Champaign in the County of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Deputy Chief of Police to the best of my ability.
Benjamin Newell. Lieutenant Benjamin Newell has served as the investigation lieutenant in an interim capacity since November 2021. He will continue to oversee the daily operations of the investigation division, including our detectives, intel analysts, high-tech crimes, electronic technicians, and the crime scene unit. Additionally, Lieutenant Newell will continue to serve as the Champaign Police Department liaison to the Justice Victims Advocates, working with our team from the Equity and Engagement Department. He has worked for the Champaign Police Department for 16 years. Lieutenant Newell has a bachelor's degree, a Bachelor's of Science degree from Illinois State University in criminal justice.
I, Benjamin Newell, having been appointed to the Office of Police Lieutenant in the City of Champaign and the County of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Police Lieutenant to the best of my ability. All right, thank you.
Kevin Birch. Tonight we are introducing a new police officer to our community. This is Officer Kevin Birch. His hometown is Mahomet. He graduated from Mahomet Seymour High School. Prior to being a police officer, he worked at Neimer's Food and Champaign, County Market, Harvest Market, and Haymakers for over 12 years. He was a police officer at the Monticello Police Department, which he started back in 2021. He started with the greatest police agency in the world, Champaign Police Department, in October 2022.
Please raise your right hand and state your oath.
Hi, Kevin Birch. Having been appointed to the Office of Police Officer in the City of Champaign, in the County of Champaign, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Fellow community members, I would like to also introduce Mr. Joseph Lamberson. Mr. Lamberson joined the police department in an interim capacity as the assistant to the chief of community service in February 2022. Prior to joining Champaign Police Department, Mr. Lamberson worked in the city manager's office and the office of the mayor. In his role, Mr. Lamberson will continue to oversee the department's engagement work and communication efforts, including work with local media and social media. Additionally, Mr. Lamberson will serve as Champaign Police Department coordinator for the emergency management. He has worked for the city of Champaign for 6 years. Mr. Lamberson has a bachelor's of art degree from the University of Illinois in political science and communication.
And fire.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. And this is a good opportunity for us to thank you again for approving reinstating our deputy fire marshal position to the fire department. So thank you for that. And a byproduct of that recruitment process, I'd like to introduce to you our new deputy fire marshal, Jeremy Mitchell. Jerry Mitchell has 16 years of fire service with the city of Champaign. He was previously a lieutenant on the suppression side, and he joins us up front and has really done a great job of kickstarting our community risk reduction program. He also gathered all the information we needed for our next ISO rating, which is underway, and he put a lot of time into that, and it's very much appreciated. Jeremy has a master's in public administration through the American Military University. He also has a bachelor's of the art through the University of Illinois, and he is also NFPA and ICC certified as an inspector in the city, and also handles a lot of our fire investigations and always maintains an open schedule to make sure that we're covered in that area, and that's very much appreciated as well. He is a second-generation firefighter. His father was previously deputy chief of the fire department, Eric Mitchell. And he also has a fiance named Janelle and a lovely daughter named Abby. And he serves as on the subcommittee that reviews the professional standards for the fire marshals. And that's we're very glad to have him on board. So. Congratulations, thank Jeremy.
Ms. Farris.
Matt Boulos, come on down. Matt Boulos has been also with the fire department for 16 years. Did you come on with Jeremy at the same time?
I let him lead me by 6 months.
Very good. All right. So Matt Boulos is being recognized today and getting a ceremonial oath for becoming a lieutenant with the Champaign Fire Department. Matt Boulos has a bachelor's in the teaching of mathematics from the University of Illinois and also has spent the last 8 years providing some instruction to 6th through 12th grade students, and so he keeps pretty busy on his off days. This is an appropriate time frame calendar-wise, but also want to mention he's a 28-year veteran with the United States Marine Corps, both active and reserve status, so thank you very much for your service. Matt uses his teaching skills and his military career as a lieutenant colonel in really doing a great job of training and providing training to his company and having them prepared, and just really excited to have him join us.
I, Matthew Boulos, having been appointed to the position of fire lieutenant in the city of Champaign in the county of Champaign, do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of fire lieutenant to the best of my abilities, and that I will uphold the Constitution of the State of Illinois and the Constitution of these United States of America to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Garrett Kraft. Garrett Kraft comes from Muhammad. He's been with us for 5 months, so he's one of our new recruits starting off his career, and really been pleased to have him on board. He has 6 years of fire experience all told with his experience with the Champaign Fire Explorers program, and then also serving on the Corn Belt Fire Department, where he received some good water rescue training and dive rescue training, and he's just really proven himself to be a real hard worker. Keeps his comments low and his work high, and so it's very much appreciated as a newcoming recruit. We're really happy to have him. Also, when he was 15, he attended two different soccer matches, one in Sweden and one in Denmark. Both of them are, like, respectively the largest and second largest soccer tournaments in the world, and he competed in there, and we're really excited to have him on board.
Please raise your right hand and state your oath.
I, Garrett Kraft, having been appointed to the position of probationary firefighter in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign, do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of the probationary firefighter to the best of my abilities, and I will uphold the Constitution of the State of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keegan Painter. You may have heard Painter's names before. He has a father that's on our fire department. He's a lieutenant, Bill Painter, and then his brother recently joined us. He was the winter of 19 and into the January of 2020, his brother Hayden joined us. Keegan has been lingering on our list, waiting to turn 21 years old, which he did on November 2nd, and was hired November 7th. So, probably the youngest firefighter we've ever hired. And Keegan has been working with Eastern Prairie. He lives here in Champaign. Came to us with a lot of certifications. He already had academy, many of the prerequisite training that we require firefighters. So he's able to hit the ground running, and it's really nice to be able to have somebody that's comes on board and is just ready to take off. And he's also spent a lot of time as a coordinator and offering training out at the Institute here at the University of Illinois. A very great work ethic, and we're really glad to have him on board.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and state your oath.
I, Keegan Painter, having been appointed to the position of probationary firefighter in the city of Champaign and the county of Champaign, do hereby swear that I will perform the duties of probationary firefighter to the best of my abilities, that I will uphold the Constitution of the State of Illinois and the Constitution of the United States of America to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of the October 18th, 2022 regular council meeting, October 18th, 2022 post-council study session, and October 25th, 2022 regular study session.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
Yes, we have correspondence from Mark Medlin regarding Chief Tyler.
All right, we need a motion to accept and place on file.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We do not have any public hearings tonight. Please call the first council bill.
Council Bill number 2022-178, a resolution determining the amount of money estimated to be necessary to be raised by the tax levy.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to establish the estimated property tax levy for 2022 collected in 2023. The council bill would adopt an optimistic estimated levy in the amount of $29,524,900 based on an estimated property value of $2,244,900,000. In accordance with past practice, the ordinance for the final adopted levy will authorize staff to reduce the extended tax levy as necessary to reduce the target rate of 1.3152 as directed by council. This would result in the same extended tax rate as 2021. Adoption of the final tax levy and tax abatement ordinance is scheduled for December 6, 2022. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Councilmember Bruno.
For those who may be watching at home and for watching in our audience here in the building, I just want to explain how this process works. We have a tax rate that has historically, for the last decade or 20 years maybe, been 1.3152, which is the amount of money we get per $100 of equalized assessed valuation. So two different things go into play to determine how much money the city gets from real estate taxes. The value of your property times the tax rate. But what we need to do is first set how many dollars we need against an uncertain amount of the value of real estate. And so when that value of real estate comes in, we can, by council action, reduce our levy so that we reach this target of 1.3152, which is something we've tried to do for years to try to keep that rate stable, and we've successfully done that. But the unknown is usually, what is all of the land, all of the real estate in the city of Champaign going to be assessed at? And until we know that number, we have to make an estimate. We make a generous estimate so that, because you can't come back later and try to raise it, we make a generous estimate, we tax based on that, but then we reduce it so that we hit that target rate of 1.3152. The city of Champaign's share of any homeowner's real estate tax bill is just a small fraction, because on that real estate tax bill, there's also the schools and the county and the forest preserve and the park district and et cetera. But our city tax rate has stayed the same for many, many years, and we work to try to keep it at that same rate, and we're doing that again this year.
Anyone else? Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes, Council Bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill number 2022-179, an ordinance amending various sections of Articles 3 and 4 of the Champaign Municipal Code 1985 as amended.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to amend the zoning ordinance for the City of Champaign found in Chapter 37 of the Municipal Code. The council bill will amend the permitted and provisional uses in the Commercial Office Zoning District, the Interstate Business Park Zoning District, and the Curtis Road Interchange Overlay District. The council bill will also revise the development standards for those districts to promote compact urban scale site design and increase development density. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill number 2022-180, a resolution accepting a proposal for the rehabilitation of the main upper level roof at the city building.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to accept a proposal and authorize the city manager to enter into an agreement with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc., DBA, Tremco Service Corporation of Beechwood, Ohio, in the amount of $144,987.96 for the rehabilitation of main upper roof level of the city building at 102 North Neal Street. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill number 2022-181. A resolution authorizing the purchase of one vehicle utilizing the Illinois State Joint Purchasing Program.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize the purchase of one vehicle using the Illinois State Joint Purchasing Program for the total cost of $40,060. The vendor selected by the state of Illinois for this vehicle type is Morrow Brother Ford, Inc. of Greenfield, Illinois. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. Please call the last bill.
Council bill number 2022-182, a resolution approving the purchase of traffic signal equipment and installation services.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill authorizes the city manager to purchase traffic signal equipment and installation services from Champaign Signal and Lighting, a division of Champaign Asphalt Company, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $178,426.10. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Fulmer?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Enigas?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 8-0. We are now at the point of our meeting for audience participation. If anyone wishes to address the council, please step forward, state your name, city of residence, and limit your comments to 5 minutes or less. Seeing no one, are there any council comments? Councilmember Gladney?
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention I had the privilege of doing a police ride-along with CPD on November 5th, and I just kind of wanted to thank Chief Tyler and Deputy Chief Olmstead for being enthusiastic about that happening, and then Sergeants Fisher and Sebastic, who were on duty that night, and I got to ride along with Sergeant Sebastic. It was an eye-opening experience. And it was provided a kind of a different perspective. I'm appreciative of the opportunity to have done that.
Anyone else? Councilmember Fulmer.
Yeah, I want to quickly recognize Public Works. So it's that time of year for lawn and leaf pickup. And we're having some work done on our house. And so this time they parked their truck way down the street and walked all 42 bags individually to their truck. And I was shocked. So thank you very much. Obviously, that's on a very personal level, but I know how much of a task that is just looking along our street. So so thanks so much to all of you for all your work. So,
anyone else? All right, Deputy City Manager, do you have anything?
Yes, Your Honor. Just a reminder, next week's meeting on November 22nd has been canceled. There's no meeting on the fifth Tuesday, the 29th. So our next council meeting will be December 6th. That's it.
And you use the date so Tom doesn't have to scold you. All right, vouchers.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the vendor payments in the amount of $1,024,010.03.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the payroll of October 28th, 2022 in the amount of $2,017,232.18.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.